Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. You get to create the content, so submit what you would like to the site and vote it up or down. Vote different items up and down, and the most voted up, hopefully, will be brought to our attention so we can consider talking about them on these very airwaves. So go to freetalklive.com there and get interactive. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
So we're going to continue talking about secession here. It looks like North Colorado is going to actually try to secede, or at least there's a lot of buzz about it.
Yeah.
We'll give you some details on what's going on there, but we're going to go to the phones first. Mark Baker is on the line in Michigan. And for those of you who've been listening for a few weeks, Mark is a second time calling the show. He called previously to explain to us what was going on with the government coming after him for having pigs or hogs. And they didn't like that very much. They said they were going to put them all to death. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. This weekend we had a hearing in Saki County, and the hearing was to determine whether the state would get its wish to throw the case out. We wanted the court, the judge to throw it out and give us a $700,000 fine. And then our wish was we just want to go to trial. We just want to go before a judge and a jury of our peers and tell the story and let them decide if this is as stupid as we think it is. You know, it's still destroying our livelihood and, you know,
so basically, just let me see if I'm please correct me if I'm misrecalling this, but essentially, you are a farmer. You've been farming for a long time, many years, and you raise pigs. Is it pigs or hogs? It's pigs, right?
Pigs.
What's the difference between a pig and a hog?
Well, a hog would be like a mother pig that's, you know, over 300 pounds, very big.
I see. So you've been raising pigs for a long time, and then they decided to come after you, and it basically, since you're not a big corporate pig farmer, they're trying to shut you down using some ridiculous claims and regulations and such.
Right. They've said that because our pigs have certain characteristics, that our pigs are feral. And then they added feral pigs to the invasive species of order. Right, so...
They're basically saying these are invasive. These are an invasive species, so they need to be exterminated.
Right, and they ordered us to depopulate them by April 1st of 2012.
And have you done that?
No. We refused the order, and we tried to talk to them about it, but they wouldn't, of course. And so we sued them for release.
So what happened in court this weekend? I know our friend Derek J. Freeman apparently went up there to support you guys.
Derek was there, yep.
Awesome.
Well, first of all, there was Kelly the kitchen cop reported that there was 328 people in attendance. The courtroom was only supposed to hold 50 people spectating. But they figured that there was probably about 175 people in the room. And the judge didn't kick them out.
That's incredible.
At that. Yeah. You know, the center
the judge
aisle
here would kick them out. There's not a chair for you. You must leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. We figured that might happen, but we're starting to understand our judge a little bit, and it almost seems as though he wants to take this case on. The questions that he asked were really good, and he showed a lot of respect to our legal team. And he didn't show a whole lot of respect to the state team. He asked them a lot of questions that were pretty pointed. And we thought that it went well, and he's going to take it into consideration and let us.
And what was the point of the hearing? What was the thrust of it?
Well, the state wanted a summary disposition to dismiss the case.
So the state moved to dismiss, and this was a hearing on that motion?
Well, that was one of the motions. The other motion was the state wanted me fined $700,000, too.
That doesn't really sound like a dismissal. Generally dismissed is no harm, no foul, everybody go home.
No,
this is basically they want you found guilty without having to prove you guilty.
Right. They were saying, we want, judge, we want to find Mark guilty And we want Mark to stop at the bank on the way home and withdraw $700,000.
I don't know too many people that have $700,000 just lying around.
Well, me neither. But I got 70 really nice pigs worth $10,000. So it's kind of neat because the state has put a price tag on my pigs.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that they're worth $10,000 a piece. Good place to start, I think.
That's some really expensive bacon.
It is. That's so, what we're eating right now. We roasted a pig today for our
awesome
little get together.
So y'all are you had this hearing. Your attorneys made their arguments. The state's attorneys made their arguments, and the judge took it under advisement and will issue an order later.
Yes.
300 plus people turned out for this. That's
amazing.
That's incredible. I've never heard of anything like that happening. Where were most of them from?
Kelly, the kitchen cop, reported that she interviewed people like everybody should get her hands on. She counted 13 different states.
It's amazing. Now, what's the website people can visit to learn more about your situation, Mark?
BakersGreenAcres.com.
BakersGreenAcres.com. What's the next step in your lawsuit? I mean, presuming the judge doesn't toss the case out, what comes next? Do you know?
Well, we're waiting for a green light for him saying that we are going to go to trial in August. Our trial date is August 27th. That was set a long time ago. We don't think he's going to throw it out. We think he's going to allow a trial with that many people in attendance. You know, public deserves to know what is going on here. And then we have to pick our witnesses and, you know, hone our strategy a little bit and then go to court and put it to them.
And when this is all said and done, let's say you're successful and the judge, grants you that your case is a win, what are you looking to get? Are you looking for the state to cover your legal costs? I mean, what are you looking for? Restitution?
Oh, yeah, I suppose. You know, we want the declaratory ruling gone. And then, you know, there's some things that they need to settle up with us. But then we got some things to take care of with some individuals from the state. That's the next thing we're going to do.
You mean like bringing a lawsuit against individuals in their individual capacity?
That's absolutely what I mean. We're going to separate them off from the herd, just like they did, and go after them individually.
Mark Baker, best of luck to you, and do feel free to keep us in the loop here at Free Talk Live, because I'm very curious to know, you know, how this pans out. It's really interesting how much support you've received. Vernon Hershberger, of course, also a farmer who was selling raw milk and was targeted by the state government where he lives. I think that was Wisconsin, where, you know, there's various different people who are just trying to make a living, and they're just farming, and the state is coming after them, and it really results in a lot of outpouring of support, and I think that's fantastic, and hopefully it'll result in some positive legal conclusions for you, because I know you haven't, I mean, you spent a lot of money on this. These lawyers are not working for you for free, unfortunately, and so you're in the hole by quite a bit of money.
Yeah, I got to mention, too, that we have had some support from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
Mm-hmm.
We contacted them early on. And it took a little while before they, you know, saw the merits of our case. But right now they're helping us with our legal bills quite a bit. So I got to mention them and
awesome.
Really thank them as, you know, best I can here.
Thank you, Mark, for standing up for what you believe in and the rights of other people, because there just aren't enough people like you. There aren't enough people who, when attacked by the state, will go ahead and not bend over and, you know, do whatever it is that they're told. And you're one of them, and I know you're inspiring a lot of other folks out there to live their life how they want to,
yeah,
without asking permission from some bureaucrats.
Right.
Thanks for the call tonight. Really appreciate hearing from you. Mark Baker, just an amazing story.
Yeah, whoever would have thought that farming would be an act of civil disobedience?
That's the crazy world that we're living in today. 855-450-FREE. That's why I think people should be declaring independence. And North Colorado is talking about declaring independence from Colorado. It's not real secession, but it's sort of, kind of.
It's a start.
Yeah, it's something. Let's talk about it. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. You can also bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, take control toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you. Bitcoin. We have a Bitcoin tip jar. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll see our Bitcoin address there. We also accept Litecoins if you are into that. And you can throw however many you like or a fraction of one into our tip jar because one Bitcoin's worth about $100. So you might want to send us a fraction. You can, with Bitcoin, you can do fractions down to, I think, 8 decimal places. This thing is infinitely divisible. because they could always increase the number of decimal places that are accessible in the program. So just because it's 8 decimal places today doesn't mean it has to be 8 in, 8 years from now. Bitcoin is a decentralized currency and financial transaction system that allows you total control over your money. There's no bank telling you what to do. There's no government issuing the currency. It's not a corporation that's in control here. You are in control. You get to send your money to anyone else in the world almost instantaneously with Bitcoin. And you can do it for little or no fees. And you can do it anonymously if you like. In fact, there are really handy tools online that'll help you do that sort of stuff. Blockchain.info is where you can go to get your free Bitcoin wallet today. Did I mention, I did earlier, that 1/3 of Kenyans have a Bitcoin wallet? We'll talk more about why
that's amazing. It is
amazing, and that's because Bitcoin works. That's because Bitcoin bypasses the old financial networks. Bitcoin is decentralized. It cannot be stopped by the people calling themselves the government. It's going to be, as Pizza Guy predicted earlier, a huge tool to achieve more liberty in our lifetime, and it's already working toward that. But blockchain.info is an important part of the Bitcoin economy because they offer you not only a free wallet and all kinds of fancy features like encryption, but also they've got a phone app, and they've got it for Android and iPhone, which means you have access to your Bitcoins in the palm of your hand. Wherever you go, you can easily send or receive Bitcoins with the blockchain.info app, again, available for Android and iPhone. Blockchain.info. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We've got secession on the table. North Colorado is looking at it, and they seem to be looking at it pretty seriously. We'll tell you more about that in moments. We go to your phone calls about what's on your mind. Mike is listening in Alabama. And, Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. I believe you're listening to WAVH. You in Mobile?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, man. It's good to talk to you guys. I'm actually going to switch it up a minute. I always hear on your intro music, I hear heavy metal, and I'm a metalhead. Yep. So I actually wanted to say on August 1st, Budweiser is doing 50 shows in 50 states on that day. Every state is having a concert sponsored by Budweiser.
Oh,
but,
wow.
In Biloxi, Mississippi, which is not far from where I live, I'm going to see Mastodon with Machine Head, and the price is $6.99 a ticket.
Damn.
$7.
That's a pretty cheap concert, and Machine Head's a pretty good group. I've never heard of the other guys, but I'm not really into the music.
I've never heard of any of those people.
Well, you're not really a metalhead.
I've still heard of, like, Metallica and Gwar.
Yeah.
And, the famous bands.
Yeah, well, these guys are kind of underground, but, you're talking about Gwar, man. I've been to 4 Gwar shows, and those are amazing, amazing shows.
I bet. But, I've heard nothing but incredible things about them.
I just wanted to switch it up a second and say, hey, whatever state anybody's living in, look on August 1st and find a metal show. There will be one.
What is it called? Is there like a theme to this? I mean, is there some sort of overarching?
It's Budweiser something about summer. It's just, like I said, it's Budweiser promotion. You may be able to go on the Budweiser website and look and find out what show is playing. But it's every state on August 1st is having a Budweiser-sponsored concert.
I'm not a fan of their beer, but $7 for a metal show, that's not bad. Not too shabby. Mike, anything else you want to share tonight?
Just that I hope that Edward Snowden gets his asylum and that, more people should stand up to the government and stop being scared, civil disobedience.
On.
We need to be doing it everywhere.
That's why we're here. And, Mike, thanks. I totally share those thoughts, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. However, I do realize that people are not going to be doing it everywhere, so what we need to do is get the people who are willing to be civilly disobedient or non-cooperative to get them to New Hampshire.
Yes.
Because then they can be with other people who feel the same way. I happen to have a little bit of experience at this personally, having done civil disobedience a number of times, being arrested.
And having been arrested numerous times.
Multiple times, having lost a few cases, having won a few cases. I was actually...
How many times have you been arrested for disorderly conduct? Because that seems to be the catch-all.
Good question. A three, something like that.
Okay,
three?
So somebody guessed a couple days ago that you had been arrested 20 times.
No.
Just for disorderly.
No, I've only been arrested like 5 or 6 times. Maybe 6.
Really?
Yeah.
With as much trouble as you get in.
Maybe 7. I don't know. I kind of lose track of it all. But I was actually just the other day, Pete Ayer from CopBlock and CopBlock.org and I were discussing the wins that we've had here. Because it's easy to talk about the losses, and there are plenty of, if you're an activist and you go to court, there's a good chance you're going to lose. But every now and then, you're going to get a win. And yeah. I was actually trying to recollect all of the various different court wins that I had, and I came up with 7 of them.
Nice.
Yeah, and just within the last 4 years, basically. And the majority of them, 4 out of the 7, were all in 2013. 4 of them were in 2013. So we've been having more wins recently.
Yeah, and I think the activists in the area have been having more wins recently.
That's correct.
Where it was about a month ago when I defeated a parking ticket. And I've decided, because I got a parking ticket yesterday when me and you were meeting with a traveling reporter.
That's right, from jethiking.com. Yeah.
And I got a parking ticket, and I was thinking, how am I going to go about doing this? So I'm actually going to cite the court case that I won, saying that they couldn't prove the meters were accurate. They still can't prove the meters are accurate.
Motion to dismiss.
It's their duty to prove beyond a reasonable doubt my guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Motion to dismiss.
Yeah. Or you'll go back to court and do it all over again.
Yeah.
And it would be really interesting, too, for you to do it twice in a row as well.
Yes.
Like to have 2 parking tickets kicked out for the exact same reason, although this time it will be a different parking meter attendant.
Yes, different parking enforcer.
So you get to ask the same questions and see how she answers them.
Yeah, assuming that they don't dismiss the case
right. Or
just go ahead and place it on file after I file the motion to dismiss. Just, we don't want to deal with this guy. Placed on file, or just null pros, whatever.
So we are having wins here in New Hampshire, and we'll have more wins as more people come here for the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. Kyle's in South Carolina, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hey, Kyle.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you for all that y'all do for the liberty-seeking individuals out there. But I would just like to point out this sort of yin and yang that is appearing within, or has appeared in politics with Democrats and Republicans. And it seems to be that this divide is widening every day. And what everybody seems to forget is that we're all actually Americans, and we're all attempting to achieve, roughly the same goal.
Kyle. I would like to expound with you a little bit on this subject, a divide between the Republicans and Democrats. I don't know if I agree that exists, but let's come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian with you.
And Daryl.
And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show, airing Free Talk Live 24/7. Latest episode is always on at listen.freetalklive.com. We've also got over 100 great stations, AM and FM, across the country that air the show at various times throughout the week. We, in addition to that, have XM Satellite Radio, where you can hear us 7 nights a week. Plus, we've got the free-to-air channel, which is available to you in North and Central America, thanks to Bitcoin. We've also got webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Lots of different ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears, and most of them absolutely free. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. Kyle is listening in South Carolina to WRNN in Myrtle Beach. And Kyle, just I wanted to make sure we had plenty of time to get into what you were saying there, because we were at the end of the last segment when you called. You were saying something about a divide getting larger between the Republicans and Democrats. Did I hear you correctly there?
Yes, sir. I'm 25 years old, and as a teenager, I grew up around a few older people that were very Democratic, very, very liberal. So my political knowledge at first was all liberal. Well, I grew up in the D.C. metro area, and I moved to South Carolina about 4 years ago, and the bulk of talk radio down here is all conservative radio, Limbaugh, Hannity, Mark Levin. Well, you know, I like to get my knowledge, so and the only way to get smarter is to listen to the other side. So I figured, well, I might as well listen to these folks to see what they have to say. Well, I found that over the years that my social views have become or stayed very liberal. I'm pro-choice, pro-legalization, these types of things. But fiscally, I'm very conservative. I believe in smaller government and things of that nature. And just the division, if you look at it over in look at history, Congress is at an all-time low for the amount of things that they are passing. I mean, Congress literally is just basically at a standstill and can't get anything
I would
done.
Say that that's a good thing that Congress isn't passing very many bills.
Well, yes and no. I mean, you know, the government is supposed to be for the people, and obviously it's becoming less and less for the people. I mean, we can clearly see that happening, but, you know, the House will come, you know, we got this bill, and we'd like it to get passed, and it gets passed, and they shoot it over to the Senate, and the Senate just sends it right, you know, right down the tubes. And Boehner gets on TV, and he says, you know, if the Democrats would just give a little bit, then, you know, we'd be able to pass this. And then Obama gets on TV and says, well, if you would just give us a little bit more, then, you know, we could pass this. Well, it's eventually it's just creating a gap to which nobody wants to budge on either end. And
it's not a gap. It's the appearance of a gap because on the things that grow the government, they work hand in hand. Just like I've seen it half a dozen times in the past couple of years with the debt ceiling, where they keep saying, oh, the debt ceiling, we're going to hit the debt ceiling, and then we're going to have to, you know, do this and that and the other thing. And then 5 minutes before the debt ceiling gets hit, they miraculously reach a compromise to increase the debt ceiling again. Surprise,
well,
surprise.
Congress has to get paid. You know, they want their check for doing nothing, absolutely. But, I mean,
they're going to get paid regardless.
They get paid regardless. The USA Patriot Act passed with no opposition. The FISA amendments passed with very little opposition.
How about
the
all
sanctions against Iran that were recently passed? Passed with zero opposition. There was one guy that didn't vote for it, and that's because he was too sick to be in D.C., and he recently died.
How about the military authorization acts of the various last several years? I mean, those things are all passed.
Virtually no opposition.
And I agree with you, Daryl. I mean, I wish it were true that these guys were in a gridlock and they weren't passing anything. It's not true. They are still passing things. But
they're following the Noam Chomsky idea. And I just posted this quote on the Facebook. It says, the smart way to keep people passive and obedient is to strictly limit the spectrum of acceptable opinion, but allow very lively debate within that spectrum.
Which is basically what you were discussing, Kyle, is, you know, listening to one side and then listening to the other. And I don't know if that necessarily makes you smarter. It will certainly make you more informed on what a bunch of liars are saying. But ultimately, that's all you're doing is listening to people telling you a bunch of nonsense and lies. But it does ultimately sound like you've drawn some somewhat correct conclusions. Like, you know, you believe in, you know, social freedoms, and you also believe in economic freedom as well. So that definitely makes you, I would say, a liberty-oriented person,
yes.
At least from what I can tell. But, you know, I don't think that they need to be doing anything in Washington, D.C. In fact, I would prefer they just go ahead and shut down and go home. How about that?
Well, no, I completely concur with that statement. I guess more to clarify the division, I guess it's more so on the politicians are creating a division amongst the amongst us Americans. I mean, you never want to debate politics anymore with anybody, you know, you meet on the street because, you know, you want to beat your head against the wall 5 minutes later because nobody's willing to budge on anything. It's like religion. They're so set in their ideas because they've gotten the media.
It's actually a lot. It's actually a lot like religion. And, Kyle, I got to let you go. The phone is a little scratchy, so I appreciate your call tonight, though. Good hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. There are a lot of similarities between religion and the state.
Yes.
They're both belief systems, and the state is essentially a belief system in the idea that men and women have the right to control you, and there's all these religious iconery around it, like a flag that people worship. They stand up for it. They put their hand over their heart. They chant. They recite. These are, you know, very culty things to do.
Yeah. There are, you know, the rituals, as you suggested. When you go into court, you're supposed to say certain things in certain ways. And then the man sitting up high, in most cases, wearing his priestly garb, you know, gets to decree judgment about what is right and wrong.
In a lot of cases, he'll even have his own special lights above him to light him differently from the rest of the room.
I've not noticed that.
Mm-hmm. Check it out. Even in Keene District Court, they have that. Now, in Keene District Court, just for those of you who don't know this, we're in Keene, New Hampshire. It's a smallish city, large town. About 25,000 people live here. And the district court at this time, they're building a new courthouse as we speak, but at this time, and ever since I've been here, it's been in the city building. They've been leasing a room from the city for like a dollar every month or something like that. They lease this room from the city for business hours during the day, but at nighttime, it's still a city hall. It's still the city council chambers. But they have apparently installed special lighting in this room up at the front of the room, right where the judge sits, right above his little platform where he is. So this judge doesn't get to sit up as high as most judges. He doesn't have that ability. Right. I bet they'll fix that in the new courthouse.
Of course.
That they're building. But he does have special lighting installed. Take a look next time you're
here. I will try to pay attention the next time I'm there.
So, hey, by the way, Quantum Vibe, it is a sci-fi webcomic following the life of a young woman from a voluntarist space city 500 years in the future as she travels among the various settled, increasingly status worlds in the solar system. Young Nicole encounters both the extreme hazards of space and human treachery as she assists a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave a oppressive corporate states behind. Or so they hope. Now the first 400 strips of this popular epic story by Scott Beezer have been collected in the trade paperback volume Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole. It's available right now from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and direct from BigHeadPress.com. List price is $14.95. But if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you'll see there are Amazon links there. And they'll take you to Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, or Amazon US. You click on the right one for you. That takes you into Amazon. It's the same great experience that you're used to. Just type in Quantum Vibe, and then it'll take you to their entry there, where last time I looked, and right now, yep, still same price, $10.95. So you'll save $3 by going, or $4, by going right now to shop.freetalklive.com and ordering your copy of Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole, from them. That way Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. You get a great comic book, 400 strips, the first 400 of Quantum Vibe, and everybody wins.
And buy three copies and you get free shipping.
Or get some other cool Big Head Press comics like Lemuse. That's one of my favorites. Somebody sent me that one. Actually, it was Scott Beezer from Big Head Press. He sent me that one while I was in jail, and I enjoyed the hell out of it. So, 855 450 free. Take control of the airwaves here. We have enough time to talk to you about what you want. If you call now, 855 450 free. Also, if we get a chance, we'll talk more about this North Colorado secession effort coming up.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
So, during the break, we're watching this video, which is just absolutely horrifying, from the running of the bulls. Now, this is a, I guess, a different running of the bulls. Apparently, they have more than one of these insane...
This is not the one in Pamplona, which is world famous.
Right, this is a less world famous running of the bulls where, as always seems to happen, some fools manage to get gored by these bulls. Anyway, I'll post the video for you over at our Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus. It's just ridiculous. I mean, there's this poor bastard the bull takes quite a bit of interest in, and he's flipped around and then stepped on and then gored and then gored again and then
and flipped
into the air.
In the air and then pulled gored. His pants off.
His pants were pulled off right in the beginning. I mean, it's just... It's crazy. It was charging through the narrow, crowded street, the bull, after it broke away from the stampede. Instead of simply jumping over the man, however, the bull stops and appears to seek out the runner, who is wearing a distinctive blue and yellow shirt. He tries to scramble to safety at the side of the street, but the bull picks him up with one horn and flings him back to the center of the road. It stamps on him and gores him repeatedly before tossing him in the air. One horn penetrates so deeply into his thigh that the point of the horn can be seen jutting up through the skin on the other side, and all he can do is grasp the horn and hang on. Marshals and fellow runners try frantically to free him, pulling the bull by the tail before he is eventually dragged to safety. Apparently, he wasn't the only one hurt in this particular event, as happens every time.
Let's talk secession instead of being gored by bulls.
I get it. We can talk the secession thing, but I get, like, risk-taking. I get that, like, some people are excited by extreme sports. But this has to be the dumbest one of the dumbest extreme sports out there.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind going to Pamplona at some point in my life and running near the bulls.
I don't think you can do that. You're in like this pen with them, this street, this strip.
Right, but no, like after 99% of the bulls have gone by, like running near the last bull.
I just don't understand the drive, the draw. But what is
running
about
completely
it?
In front of all of it? Because you know some guy is going to wind up tripping.
Yeah.
And that guy winds up being bad. And with my bad knees, yeah, I'm going to be the guy that falls. So I want to run, like, at the end of the line of bulls so that I can say that I ran with the bulls, but not be the idiot guy that gets killed.
Maybe this is Pamplona. I'm very confused about that. Anyway, it's horrible. We'll post it for you. So, this is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us on the website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have there. CBS 4 reporting out of Denver in Akron, Colorado. There's a growing effort to create a 51st state out of parts of northeast Colorado. 10 counties, including Weld and Morgan counties, started talking about seceding last month. Now, some people in Lincoln and Cheyenne County say they want to join a new state that they would call North Colorado. Organizers of the secession effort say their interests are not being represented at the state capitol. And representatives from the 10 counties held a meeting on Monday in Akron to begin mapping the boundaries for the new state that they say will represent the interests of rural Colorado. And this isn't a surprise. There are a lot of places where people living in more rural areas are, I think, rightfully upset.
Yes.
That the people in the population centers, the big cities, have an undue influence on the politics of the state.
Yeah.
Organizers of the effort say their interests aren't being represented in the capital, and the secessionist movement is the result of a growing urban-rural divide, which was exacerbated after this year's legislation session, where lawmakers raised renewable energy standards for rural electric co-ops, floated bills increasing regulations on oil and gas, and passed sweeping gun control. The creation of a new state comes with risks. The new state would have to draw up new water agreements, which are critical to agriculture and uses 85% of Colorado's water. Supporters say it also comes with new opportunities, however. One of the commissioners of Weld County said, I say 80% of the oil and gas revenue in the state of Colorado is coming out of northeast Colorado, and 70% of the K-12 funding is coming off state lands in Weld County alone. I'm telling you, we are economic drivers. But not everyone's in favor of the plan. One Washington County resident said, I don't want to be a 51st state. I don't want any part of their fracking that they're doing in Weld County. County commissioners also discussed a backup plan should breaking away from the state not prove feasible. That involves changing the makeup of the state Senate. Rather than the current 35 Senate districts, each of the 64 counties would have its own senator. Conway said, we need to figure out a way to re-enfranchise people who feel politically disenfranchised now and ignored. Now, why would they want to do that? Why would they want to make people feel re-enfranchised?
Yeah, because we have to get people to believe that the system works, and the system works for you, Ian.
That's exactly what they have in mind. This is a way to save the state, in a way. This is a way to rekindle interest in the system, to get people to believe again in the power of the state. And to that end, I do not support this. But I do support the idea of secession, because more states are, even though I don't like the state and the idea of the state, having more of them is generally a better thing for the world.
Well, and that's part of the problem with the English language, is that the word state means, you know, like political jurisdiction as well as the idea of the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of being, you know, the state is the government.
However, how likely is this? Well, as the article points out, it will not be easy. To change the Senate takes a ballot initiative, and to form a new state, approval is needed not only from voters, but the Colorado General Assembly and the U.S. Congress.
Yes.
So they've got a really tough road to
hoe. Well, here's what could potentially happen is, let's just suppose that the voters in North Colorado decide we want to secede from Colorado. And then the Colorado Assembly decides, yeah, you know what, we'll let you leave. Well, if the Congress doesn't accept them as a state, then they would could be just like some kind of territory or something.
Hmm. A possession or whatever.
Sort of like Guam.
Or could they break away entirely? Could they break away from the U.S.?
They could attempt to.
The problem is they won't want to.
I don't think they want to do that, and if they attempted to do that, then you know, same thing that happened the last time places tried to secede from the U.S., armies got sent in.
Are you saying that's what would happen this time?
Most likely.
Aren't you an advocate of secession?
I am.
So you believe the U.S. is going to invade New Hampshire when we secede?
Most likely. If history is any indicator.
I don't think that it's fair. I don't think that you can look back.
I don't want them to do so.
I get what you're saying, but I don't think that it's fair to compare what happened in the 1800s with what could happen now. The world is a smaller place now,
right,
thanks to the internet. And
well, and it wasn't President Buchanan that sent in the troops. It was the next president that sent in the troops.
No, I see what you're saying, but they can't get away with sending in the troops like they could back then. I mean, the word didn't travel quickly.
They got away with militarizing all of, like, eastern Massachusetts after a bomb went off on the day that they had a marathon.
Okay, yeah, but they were also working with the Massachusetts police in that particular case, the feds, if we actually have secession.
Right, well, when I say they, I mean the cops and the military and whoever else was involved.
Well, right, but if
they
But if you secede, you know, or when New Hampshire secedes, then the police will have to be on the side of New Hampshire. I mean, because
one would hope
they are supposed to just follow orders, right? And now your orders are to support secession because that's what the state government has decided to do. I don't know, man. I don't think it's a good thing to promote or promulgate the idea that the government, the feds are going to roll in tanks and, you know, start exterminating people.
All I'm saying is if history is any indicator.
And it's certainly important to look at history, and because history does tend to repeat itself if you don't learn from it. And I think that we can learn from the history by not firing on the federal forts and or you know the federal agents that might come sniffing around to secede in a peaceful,
I completely agree.
Right, in a peaceful manner. That way, if they do some kind of violence or do some sort of invasion, then it'll be clear to the world that this is an evil organization and they need to be stopped and refused and resisted and all that. Hey, we're out of time for tonight, but you can join us online between now and tomorrow night when there will be a live Sunday edition, because there are live shows of Free Talk Live every night of the week, and you can get us online any old time you want at freetalklive.com. It has been Ian here.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to check out Daryl's website. It's fpp.cc. Our site is freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great weekend.
Quantum Live, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.